This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about what things might be like in the future without a coercive government. And I think it would be a wide variety because people don't all want the same thing. And the market will provide what people generally want. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
We're going to bring back David on the line in San Francisco. And David, you were talking about, you said dream on to me just before we went to the news break, and I wanted to see what you meant by that.
Well, you know, you talk about getting rid of government, but you talk about that as if there would be some method of completing transactions without a governmental currency, so to speak.
Oh, I have that. It's called Bitcoin.
Right. Now, who's going to be able to validate whether or not I know a whole bunch of people that use Bitcoin, and they don't understand that a currency is not supposed to be something to speculate. You don't buy the currency low and then invest in it, wait for it to rise, and then you're going to make, you know, you buy it
at 14 cents
a piece, and then you end up with it worth $1,000 a piece.
Some people do, but you don't have to do that with Bitcoin. You can just buy the Bitcoin and use the Bitcoin and not worry about whether it goes up or down.
Right, but the point is that people have manipulated currencies that way.
Like the governments? Like the dollar, where they print out more dollars, like Venezuela, where they're adding number zeros to their currency, that kind of manipulation?
I'm talking, when you get into examples like that, you're talking about corrupt government.
They all do.
No. Been corrupt.
They're all corrupt, man. They're all corrupt.
They're
because
not
they
all
use,
corrupt.
Yes, they are, because they use force on people.
Election day is coming up. We have the chance.
And you know what? We're going to have a scumbag or a piece of trash that's going to be elected into to office. What is it they're saying on South Park? A crap sandwich and a douche?
Yeah.
A giant douche? Yeah, that's
what
we get to choose from.
Here in San Francisco, we actually have good people that run. And there's a lot of local races of good people that run.
You don't even have a second party. I mean, there's 15% of the population
was the Green Party out here was beating the Republicans so severely they became the third party.
It's true. That much is true in San Francisco.
Yeah, and we have a lot of good issues. We have a lot of good candidates, and we actually have good things to vote for. We're not like the rest of the world. And we don't like to be like the rest of the world, where we where you have to act like a peasant. And what you're describing is basically a master race version.
That's not what I'm describing. I have no idea what you're talking about. I have not described that in any way, shape, or form. What I have described is a society that doesn't have the institutionalized use of force.
How is somebody going to set a value? And how is somebody going to, this house
you
on
set
the
a
hill,
price and you see if someone pays for it?
How are they going to set a value that anybody can believe?
Are we going to talk about basic economics here? You set value based on prices, what people are willing to pay.
I started with currency. And you were going to go to Bitcoin. But imagine your little city with no government. So what is the common trading example that everybody can believe in? Is it just whatever the guy on the top of the hill says it is?
No one's in charge like that.
See,
it's what the market decides.
That's the difference of the top-down model. So if I want to do business with somebody in gold or silver or Bitcoin, I should be able to do that, right?
Well, it gets into whether or not that becomes a method of making transactions to smuggle in guns to bring down the government.
You won't have to bring in. You won't have to smuggle anything.
I come from a family that we helped sign the Declaration of Independence. One of my great-great-great-great-grandfathers did. And so we were raised to understand that the British never stopped sabotaging America. And they got what they tricked the South into breaking away, and they left the Klan behind to act as saboteurs. And they tricked us into going to World War I. They tricked us into going into World War II. And they've left the Nazis in here to act as saboteurs.
So it's a British conspiracy theory. Are you one of those people that believes that the Queen is still in charge of the United States?
Well, have you heard of the LIBOR scandal?
Oh, I've actually heard of that. Yeah, sure. I very vaguely, but I have heard of it.
Those old boys claim that we owe them $700 trillion.
Well, you know what? I don't owe them crap because I never bought
anything. Well,
that's
right. But the fact of the matter is Greece has gone bankrupt because they were stuck on the LIBOR. Most of America is buying a house based upon interest rates that are based on the LIBOR. The LIBOR is Ronald Reagan's version of free market setting interest rates.
There's no free market here, dude. I don't know if you're
bank.
You don't even know what a free market is, David.
Sure I do. I've taken enough financial management.
Yeah, you don't learn about it in school.
The fact of the matter is that we have to believe in something. We have to believe that our money is honest. If the money is not honest,
well, guess what? Your money's not honest. Are you using the Federal Reserve note? Are you using a Federal Reserve note?
I try to avoid it.
Okay, well, because you know it's not honest money. You know that they're debasing it.
I know about the Federal Reserve and how it's structured in 1914. Yeah. And I know about Andrew Jackson, and I know about...
You know, San Francisco is it's one of the top Bitcoin cities in the world. Did you know that?
That's how I know so many people here.
There you go. Thanks for the call, David. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
So the suggestion was laid out there that Bitcoin was in some way manipulated, and you didn't rebut that. You just went on with saying the other currencies are manipulated, and that much is true. But Bitcoin really hasn't – other than what happened in the Mt. Gox failure some many years ago, hasn't been manipulated.
That wasn't manipulation. That was a failure of a bank, basically. That's the equivalent of Mt. Gox. They were a very popular bank for Bitcoin.
It was an exchange, and they manipulated the price.
Well, I mean, look, there were different exchanges at the time. The only price they could manipulate was the one on their exchange.
They manipulated the price in a couple of occasions, and there were fewer exchanges prior to that.
That's true, but that has nothing to do with Bitcoin. That has to do with that their exchange
and some
dishonest
people. There has been very little manipulation of Bitcoin, if there's been any at all, and I would say that there has, whereas the dollar's manipulated every single day. So, it's hard to say the free market currency won't work because of corruption when what we need is a government currency that's already corrupt. It just doesn't make any sense.
I disagree with you by you saying that Bitcoin was manipulated by Mt. Gox. All that was an exchange, the equivalent of a Bitcoin bank, if you will, where people can put cash in and get Bitcoin out or vice versa or trade, between different cryptos. And the person running it was apparently a dishonest individual and he was scamming some people. But ultimately, he did not have an effect on Bitcoin itself. Bitcoin is a network, and Bitcoin is a currency, and
well,
it is an open source. He could only affect the value of it on his exchange.
That's not true, Ian. See, the difference is that Mt. Gox was a market maker as opposed to a monopoly. They were a very important exchange at the time.
Yeah, sure.
And thank goodness Bitcoin has matured beyond there being a market maker in the area of exchanges. This was a moment in time when a nascent currency was created, and we haven't had a lot of new commodities in the world. That's what Bitcoin is.
I understand
it's
what you're saying. They
commodity.
Were a big player, and that maybe the trades there could have thrown off some of the balances or whatever on the other market exchanges. But the fact is there were other exchanges, and they were competitive with Mt. Gox. Maybe they weren't number one like Mt. Gox was, but that doesn't mean they didn't exist, that they were not manipulating their customers or whatever. And the fact is Mark Capellas, or whatever his name was, at Mt. Gox, I believe is in prison in Japan or something like that right now, but that guy did not have the ability to change Bitcoin's code. He did not have the ability to manipulate Bitcoin itself. He did not have the ability to cancel transactions on the Bitcoin network or, refund money. He did not have the ability to manipulate Bitcoin, period. It is an open source currency that anybody can go and they can look at the code and they can see what it says. It's completely open, unlike the Federal Reserve System, unlike these governmental systems from around the world where there is absolutely manipulation going on that affects the entirety of the marketplace. It's not the same thing at all.
Okay, so when a government manipulates the value of their currency, which you would agree they do.
By printing it, generally.
Printing more of it or something like that.
Yeah.
But, just because they're not going and drawing mustaches on the faces of the presidents that are on it doesn't mean that there's not manipulation going on with the currency. Manipulating the value of the currency is tantamount to manipulating the currency.
No, disagree. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. And we've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were just talking about Bitcoin a moment ago, and look, you can, whatever you think about Bitcoin, there's some really cool stuff that you can get with it, and I highly recommend it if you're into Bitcoin. If you're into cryptocurrency, I highly recommend you go to store.bitcoin.com. Now, bitcoin.com is a great site to go to if you just want to learn about Bitcoin, if you want to learn about how amazing this decentralized, government-free, bank-free cryptocurrency. If you want to learn more about it, go to bitcoin.com. But if you want to get some cool T-shirts or some art or hardware, you can go to store.bitcoin.com. That's store.bitcoin.com. All right, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, and then more about the supposedly private city in India that we didn't really get into a bunch of detail on earlier, even though we were talking, arguing left and right about it. We didn't really talk much about it itself and some of the things about it that we need to know. So we'll get into that. It's Ian, Vincent, and Mark here. Let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts. Actually, we'll go to Skype, where Dante is on the line. And Dante, where are you calling from tonight?
I am in Ohio.
Hey, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to talk about a couple things, but first I'll go back to the private cities.
Sure.
I noticed that nobody mentioned, this is what I consider to be a successful private city, even though the state exists, is Disney World.
Yeah, I wanted
Disney World has an infrastructure, it has housing.
Transportation.
Yeah, I think that Disney World's probably the best example out there, sort of a modern successful private city. It's that, you know, it was built. I mean, you look at Celebration, which is a town that's incorporated inside of the Disney property. There are houses, and they're doing pretty well from market value. They've got sewers. Mm-hmm. They've got everything.
Yeah, but don't you have to be wealthy to live there?
You can't be poor.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, but I mean, you don't have to live in Disney World. You know, you can come and go as you want, and somebody could live there if they want to. I mean,
no, they do.
They're wealthy people. Yeah, exactly.
Celebration's a community of houses. This is the name of a private town. They've got more than one there where you can buy houses. They've got private streets with private streetlights, private sewers, mm-hmm. private everything, private security. I mean, the only thing that you're going to need police for in Celebration is if they pick up a bad guy. The security picks up a bad guy, brings him to the guard station. The cops pick him up and take him away.
Yeah, I mean, that's one example of like a rich city, but there would be poorer like cities too. You see all like the homeless tent cities that pop up; they always get destroyed by the state.
Mm.
So I mean, you can't really. But
And yeah, by the way, before you go on, the tent cities you're talking about, there was one of those situations here in Keene years ago, behind the Hannaford grocery store. There was a piece of private property where the private property owner, the rich private property owner, decided to allow homeless people to camp out on his property. And he was totally cool with it, and they were doing their thing there, and they were building like these little shacks or whatever, because it gets cold in the wintertime. Now the shacks, of course, were not up to code, and so that was the excuse that the city used to come in there and basically force
Bulldoze
them all
over.
to have them destroyed. So despite the fact that the private property owner was like totally fine with this going on, and despite the fact that the homeless people were totally fine living there, you know, they went in and they ruined it for them. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, if people were allowed to just make – and by the way, they had systems to where, you know, there was a community of people there. I mean, yeah, they're transient, so some come and some go, but somebody who's stealing from another one of the members of the community is not going to be welcome there. And there are going to be ways to, that'll sort of come out of their own to deal with those situations.
And we'll never really get to see what kind of like vibrant metropolis that would have turned into if it was allowed to keep going, because they're never going to let it happen, because they don't want you to see what will happen if people can have free enterprise and, you know.
Yeah, when let's say that there was they did let it go for whatever reason. Likely, it wouldn't go from homeless squat to towering gorgeous city inside of 10 years.
No.
Likely, there would be evolutions along the way, which included I don't know, probably some pretty gross stuff, just like frankly every other village that has evolved throughout mankind has evolved through.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So, Dante, what was
the
thing, other
like, people
thing?
Say, like, the guy was talking about, the caller before me was talking about Bitcoin, how mm-hmm. the pricing is all speculation, but it doesn't seem like you really wanted to mention like altcoins and the fact that somebody could create one and base it off something that they're holding in reserves. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of USD Tether.
Yeah, USD Tether.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Peter Schiff has created one that's in some way tied to gold. He's associated with that in some way. So, yeah, these things exist. They aren't setting the world on fire, but they're out there.
Dante, good
call.
And
they can be used and they're stable. Yep.
Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Your calls welcome about what you want to discuss. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, go ahead.
Ah, Brother Ian.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Sounds good to me. Ah, I wanted to comment a few things if it's all good there.
Nope,
Ian.
Just one.
So just one?
Yep. That's your rule. You only get one. Go ahead.
Why do I have that rule?
Because you are long-winded and you don't make much sense most of the time.
I think that if we have you focused, Ricky, that you probably can get further in your point, and that is going to be better for everybody.
Yeah, so focus like a laser.
There are lots of nights in the week, so therefore there's lots of things that you can comment on over time, but you'll get your point better if we don't go chasing rabbits down trails.
All right, so pick one and go.
Well, best thing, one thing I would do just that, but the best thing to deal with me is kind of like talk with me, like a conversation, you know? Like just a couple of buddies talking.
Buddy, you know? I got 2 minutes. I can't buddy talk you. Please.
Just get your point out. What do you got?
Well, I mean, what it comes down to is I've been watching this stuff on the news here, and you know, it's like, I made it very clear that I'm a supporter of Secretary Clinton and Senator Kaine, and I'm watching this stuff with Comey, and it's a serious point I'm looking at. You know, I mean, I've been watching this for a year and a half. This guy it would take two and a half years to go through all the things he said at the various rallies and debates. Now, I'm looking at this WikiLeaks stuff, and a couple points right here, right, folks. It's focused.
All right. Let's go.
You got WikiLeaks. Now, first of all, you know, you can say what you want about Ann Hillary, but you want to know something? Espionage ain't her game. Now, here's my point on this, very seriously. Now, first of all, this guy...
But apparently lying is her game, because she's done a lot of that.
Well, you know what?
And you support her, so you support a liar. How's that feel?
First of all... Wait a minute there, Ian. How about espionage?
How about it? What, you don't think Hillary Clinton's going to try to spy on people?
Right on the debates, okay? Very simple. You know, this guy, Trump, he don't know nothing, but all of a sudden he know him and Roger Stone know stuff about these emails, quote-unquote, and they're minor. So the fact is they know it ahead of time, but here's the important point right into the debate. Now, when pressured... Okay, finally, this guy, I don't know. He says, I don't know way too much, okay, to be president. Now,
thanks for the call tonight. You know, just because somebody says they don't know, it doesn't mean that that's a bad thing necessarily.
I mean, even Obama has all these experts.
I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump, but I appreciate it when someone tells me they don't know. That's an honest statement. 855-450-FREE. I'm not saying he's honest on everything, but if somebody says they don't know, at least you know they're not making something up. It's Free Talk Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733.
My wife and I are getting ready to go on a trip, and we had to pack our My Pillows. Why? Because these are the best pillows we've ever had. It was interesting. I was having the conversation with her. I had a pillow before My Pillow. She wants to throw them out. She's like, we're never going to go and use these pillows again.
You might have a guest over or something like
that. Yeah, but why are they going to want to use my old pillow?
They won't know any better.
Well, I gotcha. I had kind of a specialized latex pillow.
Oh,
so it's
right.
A little weird.
Yeah.
And I can, it's not like the cheap pillows you get at Walmart or right. Something like that. It was a good pillow, but you couldn't wash it.
So you're saying My Pillow is even better than the fancy latex.
Right. Pillow. Two things that My Pillow does for me that I think will be incredible for you. A, it holds my head at the right angle. It holds it directly parallel to the bed, and that's going to solve.
Which is different from a right angle.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. At the correct angle, which is, I guess, no angle at all. that helps with headaches and neck pain and these sorts of things. So pillows can really, the right pillow can offer you a solution in that way. Also, you can wash it. So my old pillow, it held my head at the right angle, at the proper angle. The correct angle. It, however, was old and dirty. And yeah. I was holding on to the thing because I'm like, no, I'm not going to sleep a night on something else.
I remember that was a sponsor we had way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like probably a decade
it's
ago.
It's been about a decade ago. And now, and you didn't like the pillow particularly. No. You just liked your other pillow. But now My Pillow.
I'm still sleeping on that bed, though.
We can wash it.
That old bed that yes. same sponsor?
Yeah. It's great.
That's the thing, though. If you're having a bad night's sleep, changing out your pillow is a lot cheaper to do than changing the mattress out.
So there's a great deal we've got for you. If you go to mypillow.com Use code FTL when you get your MyPillow. You'll get it at half price or a second pillow free of charge. Remember, if you don't like it, and for the first 60 days, you can get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last for 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL.
Okay, let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey. So there's this concept I like to call New Hampshirecana, you know, like Americana, Shirecana. It's this idea that, rightly or wrongly, New Hampshire is perceived as being safer, the people are more friendly, they're more honest, and there was an incident where the Manchester PD tried to pull a lost item thing, and people kept returning the lost item. They couldn't get anybody to steal it. I had my own New Hampshire kind of situation recently, and I was at a shopping center in Concord, and I dropped my keys. I didn't know it, didn't realize it for about a half an hour, and I went all over looking to figure out where I'd dropped my keys. Finally, I went to the car, because I already knew I didn't have the keys before I got to the car. Finally, I went to look at the car, and someone had taken the keys, opened the car, put the keys in a safe place, and left a message in the vehicle saying, "This is where your keys are. They're at Title Boxing Company." It was an employee of Title Boxing Company who had saved the keys.
And how would they have known, if you were at a shopping mall, how would they have known which car was yours?
He went out there. His name was Joe, by the way. They call him Coach Cowboy. He went out there with the bleeper thing, you know, the alarm, and he kept hitting it until he heard the horn.
That's how you find
a car. Creative.
Not that creative. It's been done before.
That's cool, though. I don't think about it because I've never had one of those little bleeper things, so it doesn't even enter my
mind. He's also never trying to steal a car, so good.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, that's cool, man. That's a cool story. And that's, you know, New Hampshire really is a special place, isn't it, Dave?
I would like to think that, you know, this special to New Hampshire, I tend to bias that way in my thinking. But, you know, this could have happened anywhere.
It could have happened anywhere.
Happened to happen here.
But the fact is, people are just nicer in New Hampshire than they were down in Florida.
Well, crimes are a lot lower.
That's true as well. But people are just nicer here. Like, they're more likely to smile at you when you walk by on the street, make eye contact.
I don't know about all that.
It's been my experience.
Fine, it hasn't been my experience,
okay,
but I'll tell you the crime's lower.
They're more likely to talk to you at a grocery store, you know, just to make some comment about something you're looking at or whatever. Just have a conversation. And I'd never had that stuff happen in Florida. Never. And it happens all the time up here. And it's very nice. I find it to be pleasant. I know that some people will be bothered by that if it happens to them, but I think it's really nice. I think the people here are super cool. Dave, thanks for calling in tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com and NHExit.com. Let's go to Max on the line, I believe also in New Hampshire, because it's Max Abramson, the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate here in New Hampshire, who's polling at 6%. Go ahead, Max. Welcome.
Grant, it's great to be on the show again. 6% again in a Suffolk poll, but I've got even better news.
Really?
They did a poll earlier, and it was a mock poll with New Hampshire Public Television, and they asked students in high school, who are you voting for?
Ooh.
And the number there was in double digits. It was 11%.
Sweet.
Now, of course, Chris Sununu in all the polls is beating that other guy by 4%, 5%, 9% in this poll. But it's a pretty much a slam dunk. It looks like it's just going to be Sununu for the governor. But
well, you never know what's going to happen on election day. But hopefully the Libertarians and you specifically will get 4%. Because if the Libertarian Party can get 4%, which it hasn't done since the 1990s here, then it will become a major party. It will finally be easy for Libertarian candidates to actually run for election here in New Hampshire. So I hope that more Libertarians will vote for you this time around rather than worrying about what might happen between the Republican and Democrat.
I did vote for Max. I got the ballot selfie to prove it. But I got to say that I was worried about Colin Van Ostrin, the Democrat. I felt like, should I vote for Sununu?
Well, it's been a Democratic governor here for, what, a decade or something like that?
It's been some time.
15 of the last 20 years.
This guy's not. This guy isn't qualified to manage a six-pack of yogurt, right? I mean, you know, the one thing he's running on, is big. His big thing is well, I'm not Sununu. My name isn't Sununu, and I want a super-fast choo-choo that runs from Concord to Boston. Right? Like, you know, and
he
I mean,
doesn't just, like a good choo-choo.
I love choo-choos. If you think a choo-choo is going to be a valuable thing, then pay for it. He doesn't want to do that. He wants the public to pay for it. And this is the sort of thing that really, really has a lot of legs with the public, because you can get half the people that probably never take that damn train to say, you know what would be? That would be a great idea to have a train. Let's have a train. Let's paint it green. It'll be, oh, let's make it a super bullet train. Right? Like they'll just say, they're happy to give their opinions. This is the problem with modern American culture. Everybody's asked for their opinion in a democracy. Your opinion stinks unless you've got the money to back it up.
That's true. Actually, there's $6.5 million in out-of-state dark money coming into the governor's race for both of these guys.
I'm sure.
So they're both working for – they're not just working for special interest groups. They're working for out-of-state casinos, out-of-state unions. Colin Van Ostrand is getting the most money from out-of-state unions and union PACs.
You know, what's really sad, though, is that not even many so-called libertarians are standing behind you, Max, including the Liberty Ballot, which has been something that's been promoted out there among libertarian circles. Apparently, they endorsed the Republican in your race. Did I get that right?
I wouldn't call Chris Sununu a Republican. I'd call him a straight-up rhino. In fact, he votes with Colin Van Ostrand all the time, except for the rail system. He voted for Obamacare Medicaid expansion. He voted for the $549,000 to Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, which, by the way, is just a political action office. It's not even a clinic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been voting to confirm all of Hassan's appointees, including her pro-Common Core appointees to the Board of Education. Now, the two actual Republicans on the Executive Council haven't been voting with Hassan. It's only Sununu and the two Democrats. So it's ironic that there's really no difference between Sununu and Van Ostrand.
Well,
they're voting the same way as far as I can see.
Max,
except for the choo-choo.
You've got my vote. I'll look forward to giving that to you on Tuesday, on Election Day. Best of luck, and hopefully we'll get to hear from you with an election recap or something like that later on.
I'm the only candidate who supports legalization of cannabis in the whole race.
Max, thanks for the call tonight. It's Max Abramson. He's running in for the governor's seat here in New Hampshire as a libertarian. As the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire is entering into what I hope will be a renaissance phase. It has been basically dead for a number of years, and a lot of the libertarians that have come here have decided it's just easier to run as Republicans and Democrats, and Max may change that if he can break 4% in this election. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveItPurse.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us in these remaining moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the website for you. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, Bitcoin, all available right on our website. You do that, and Free Talk Live can help market that money will help us market Free Talk Live to promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group. Which includes Free Talk Live amplifiers and Free Talk Live hosts. Plus, there's also various other AMP perks, like the AMP Only phone lines and the AMP Only podcast. Go and get signed up over at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I just found out that here in New Mexico, we do have the audio where they read out loud to the blind people. So they could vote. So,
that's nice.
Because that other caller called in about that audio in his state, and I thought it was only that we didn't have it. It turns out we do.
That would make sense that most places would have that. I mean, there's probably a long case history on, you know, some municipality didn't have it and probably got their butt sued. And
right, blind people are going to want to vote.
Yeah.
But my emphasis is that this should be utilized for all the illiterate people here, or almost illiterate, because, you know, I want them to know that it's available for them, because a lot of people don't vote, like you said, because if they can't read or they can hardly read, third grade reading level, they just don't bother because it's so difficult.
That's a good question. Would an illiterate person be able to request an audio ballot? I don't know. That's an excellent question, Sarah. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to David. He's also in Albuquerque. David, go ahead. David in Albuquerque. Going once. David going twice.
All right.
So we were talking earlier tonight about India and this city called Gurgaon, which is apparently mostly privately owned. It has had a tremendous explosion in population from 1991 when India's legislature passed a raft of economic reforms that opened up sections of the economy to foreign companies. At that time, Gurgaon had about 121,000 people. Now it has 2 million. Apparently, a lot of companies, Fortune 500 companies, launched satellite offices. There were five-star hotels launched, golf courses, condos, and it is apparently also home to one of the largest shopping malls in the world. There are parts of it that look like Singapore or Hong Kong or any world-class city, said one of the experts, Shruti Rajagopalan, who knows a thing or two about this. But rushing into a bureaucratic void posed a challenge for developers, who, if not the state, would provide basic public services. If you ask a regular person, would you want to live in a city that doesn't have a functioning sewage system or garbage disposal or a good network of roads? They'd probably say no. But the developers had to convince potential renters to say yes by filling in the gaps in the city's sparse public services themselves. A patchwork of private services emerges, but only within property lines. A mere one-third of Gurgaon's residents are connected to the city's main sewage line. Not that the residents of private apartments and offices would notice. Quote, if you're living inside the development, everything looks great. It looks like you have functional sewage, but those lines are not connected to a main line. They go nowhere. Unquote. Instead, the sewage collects in a septic tank at the edge of the property. The building's owner contracts with a tanker truck to ferry the sewage to a dumping ground or river. It's not ideal, but it's hardly out of the norm in India.
Yeah, and that's one thing to understand is this is how sewage, to some extent, is handled in India, and they need better systems.
Of the 5,161 cities and towns across India, 4,861 of them lack even a partial sewage network. So long as Gurgaon's developers provide superior services compared with the other towns in India, the city will keep growing, which is what
that
I was saying
competition.
Earlier. Right, which is what I was saying earlier, without even having, you know, I have not read this story. Mark, you have. When we were having this conversation, for those of you just tuning in, the first hour and a half of this show was about this city. And what I was saying was these guys don't have any real competition. This is a supposedly more freedom-oriented or more free city than many of the Indian cities and towns out there, but that's not saying that much because they don't have anybody else that's more free to compete with. All they have to do is best the governments. And it's not hard to best a government as far as its services are concerned. Gurgaon's developers can weather shortages in electricity, by the way, by using diesel-powered generators, which serve only their own properties. They beefed up the city's 4,000-strong police force with an army of 35,000 private security guards. And one of the largest developers, DLF, opened the nation's first privately owned fire station in 2012. The city's small public fire station didn't have hydraulic platforms that could spray water to the top of DLF's highest towers, so the developer simply purchased two 90-meter platforms for its own state-of-the-art firefighting service.
So firefighting seems to be going okay there.
Gurgaon does have some public services. Old Gurgaon, about 35 square kilometers in size, is technically a town with a municipal body to manage it. But there are intolerable gaps in the city's infrastructure. Private security guards may secure the grounds of an apartment or office complex, but that leaves massive security gaps in the rest of the city. Between one industrial park and another industrial park are empty areas that are not safe areas at all, says Rajagopalan. Sewage trucks will frequently bypass treatment plants and dump their contents on public land. And while it poses a health hazard to nearby slums, public officials don't have the resources to counter such infractions. In short, Gurgaon's success story is confined to an archipelago of private compounds populated by those who can afford to live there. Look beyond those select properties and into the city's slums, and Gurgaon presents an object lesson in the limits of privatization. There, the residents suffer from power and electricity shortages, and the same unsafe and unsanitary conditions that shape daily life for so much of India's urban poor. So basically saying, it's not any different for those people than the rest of India.
I think that there's some similarities. They're certainly not, being responsible neighbors.
The pressing question for them is how a rapidly urbanizing nation will absorb another 404 million residents into its cities by 2050, according to one United Nations estimate, and not suffer a complete breakdown of public services. Well, you know, one of the things about living in a place where you don't have the government to take care of you or to protect you is you've got to do it yourself. And we talked about Cell 411. If they've got internet access, that's one way that people can set up emergency response networks without having to look to the government for those solutions. And I would highly recommend that. It's internationally available if you had cell411.com.
We see that these businesses provided their own fire safety equipment. These, they're more than just businesses. These buildings, they're essentially communities. These private communities provided their own fire safety equipment. I mean, one thing you're constantly confronted with as a libertarian, you say that people should have to pay for the services they use and be responsible for that. People trot out fire real quick. Well, I don't want a place where firemen stand by while your house burns down, and they'll show you stories. This has happened. People haven't paid their fire fees, and fire departments have stood by and watched their house burn. Well, the thing that you don't really get there is their house was already on fire when the firemen showed up. Historically, firemen's job is to prevent fires from going beyond your property line and burning up everybody else's mm-hmm. house. There's not much of, when a volunteer force shows up at your house, if the house is still standing, if you can take one thing that's complete and whole out of that house, it's a victory. Because when there's 20-minute response times in these rural areas, they're not saving anything but a cellar hole.
Well, most insurers are going to want you to have fire protection anyway, so the only way you would never be able to have fire protection is if you actually had your home paid off. And I think about 98% of homeowners have a mortgage, so
I'm talking about fire insurance. I'm talking about
that's what I'm saying. Though in a free marketplace, mm-hmm. if you're going to have a mortgage, and most people would probably still have a mortgage in a free market, then there are going to be requirements along with that mortgage. It's going to be required that you have an inspection on the house. It's going to be required that you have fire protection, which would include fire coverage.
Likely, the insurance company would contract for the fire protection themselves.
That's what I'm saying, though. You would have to have all of that stuff in order to get the mortgage in the first place.
Yeah.
So the supermajority of people are going to be covered anyway. We're going to post the full story here. There's a little bit more about this. And they actually do mention Walt Disney World at the very end of this story mm-hmm. as another example of a successful private city. And I think that's, we need to have more experimentation. We need to have a private city that comes about through a true understanding of what private property rights are. And again, they said here they're not dumping it in someone's front yard. They said they're dumping it in public land. That's one thing I didn't know when we were having this discussion earlier about, oh, my God, they're going to dump it on private property. Well, they're saying it's dumped on public property, which is still a health hazard.
Streets are public property, buddy.
I understand that. But that's the problem here, is public property. If it were privately owned in a system which private property was actually respected, then we'd have a different story. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.